From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Bendereau. And to start off with, we're in the company of a popular theatrical conductor of old Vienna, Franz von Suppé. For years, it was Suppé's job to conduct incidental music for farces, melodramas, comedies and tragedies, whatever came along. And since he composed a lot of the music himself, he came to be known as the maestro of the overture. At some point, he decided it was time to compose his own complete works for the stage. And that decision marked the birth of Viennese operetta. Here's the overture to one of the early Suppé operettas from 1865, Die schöne Galatea, The Beautiful Galatea.
Thank you.
Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Zubin Mehta, with the overture to the operetta Die Schöne Galatea by Franz von Suppe. The premiere of this charming mythological tale was a great success, even though just 6 months earlier there'd been another operetta with a very similar title, and a similar subject as well. That was Die Schöne Helene, La Belle Hélène, by Jacques Offenbach. So was Suppe copying Offenbach? Well, comparisons were drawn at the time, but Suppe's work stands its ground very well. He'd invested it with a distinctly Viennese light-heartedness, in contrast to Offenbach's biting satire from Paris. But there's no doubt that Suppe had already been influenced by Offenbach's work. Suppe was spotted one evening, for example, in the audience attending a gala performance in the Carl Theatre in Vienna. He'd come to see the latest imports from Paris, which were creating quite a stir. These were the Musikette by Offenbach, which were soon being described as little operas, or operettas. Suppe was obviously impressed by what he saw, because he went to the director of his own theatre and suggested they should stage some of these highly successful works from Paris. But the director wasn't sure and delayed making a decision. And this gave Suppe the idea of composing something himself along the same lines as Offenbach. It was quite a leap for the man who until then had produced only incidental music to compose his own operettas. The results, one actors to start with, were immediately successful. It's interesting to note that the two composers who did so much to establish the musical character of their respective capitals were in fact immigrants, Suppé in Vienna, just like Offenbach in Paris. So, after our taste of Vienna, let's sample the musical fare of the French capital with the song Auf dem Berge Ida, on Mount Ida, from Offenbach's operetta Belle Hélène. The Munich Radio Orchestra, conducted by Willy Mattes, accompanies Nikolai Gedda.
Auf dem Berge Ida, mitten im Gehölze, Licht und frei, walten drei Göttinnen und strickten, welche wohl die schönste sei. Zuwenden tritt ein schöner Mann heraus, einen Apfel in den Händen, Kleinchen, mal das Bild hier aus. Holder Jüngling ohne Gleichen, willst du uns ein Stückchen Wein? Diesen Apfel sollst du reichen jetzt der schönsten von uns dreien. Zu gefallen einem hübschen jungen Mann. Wenn die himmlischen noch seltsame Bitten an, wenden sie seltsame an. Und die erste flüstert leise mit entzückend reinem Ton: Bin Minerva keusch und weise, meine Tugend sei dein Lohn. Die Götter wenden oft gar seltsame Mittel an, und die zweite Stolze führt in der Wolke von dem Tau. Sprach der Apfel mir gebührt, immer in der schönsten Frau. Wenden Sie seltsame Mittel an. Und die dritte, ach die dritte, stand daneben und blieb stumm. Ihr musst nicht den Apfel geben, Kalchas, du weißt wohl warum. Zu gefallen einem hübschen jungen Mann, hätte die himmlischen noch seltsame Bitten an, wenn sie seltsame
Nikolai Gedda in the role of Paris in Offenbach's operetta Belle Hélène. The mythological hero is given the fateful task, on Mount Ida, of judging which of three Greek goddesses was the most beautiful. He chose Venus, and in reward she promised him the hand of the beautiful Helen. The fly in the ointment, of course, was that Helen was already married to King Menelaus, and in the myth, the resulting dispute led eventually to the Trojan War. Times of war are also recalled by our next piece of music. It dates back to the Napoleonic era. The dance that was all the rage in society at that time was the quadrille. That was partly because of its attractive square dance character, with partners constantly changing, and partly because all sorts of melodies were used for quadrilles. Folk tunes, operatic arias, and concert music, all mixed up together. So identifying the various melodies might well have given even the shyest dancers the chance to get into conversation. It wasn't just run-of-the-mill composers, by the way, who indulged in the melody-mixing game of the quadrille. They were also written by distinguished composers like Johann Strauss the Younger. In the one we're going to hear, you might detect musical references to a variety of composers, from Mendelssohn and Mozart to Berlioz, Schubert, and Beethoven. The Old Vienna Strauss Ensemble, conducted by Arthur Kulling, plays the Künstlerquadrille, the artist's quadrille. Thank you. The Artist's Quadrille, written by Johann Strauss the Younger, for the carnival season of 1858. There were a few killjoy voices raised at the time, accusing Strauss of defiling majestic music. But it's a fair bet that the people offended by the music were far outnumbered by those who enjoyed its humour. Humour in music crops up for the oddest reasons. About 150 years ago, for instance, a Munich newspaper ran a comic series featuring a baron called Eisele and his servant called Beisele. These two fictional characters, Eisele and Beisele, proved so popular that a stage version was soon doing the rounds. And when he came to Vienna, Johann Strauss the Elder wrote a humorous polka specially for the show. What we're going to hear is a salon music arrangement of the polka, performed by four distinguished musicians, the Alban Berg Quartet. They're normally associated with a more serious repertoire, of course, which makes it all the more enjoyable to hear them tackling the dance music of old Vienna. For once, the place of the cello in the quartet has been usurped, for Strauss's sake, by the double bass. Here, then, is the modified Alban Berg Quartet, with an arrangement by Alexander Weinmann of the Eisele Beisele Polka.
Thank you.
Eisele Weisele Polka by Johann Strauss the Elder. It's a piece which our next composer must have been familiar with, because he once played the flute in Strauss Senior's orchestra. And maybe it was from his memories of those days that he got the idea for the laughing polka. There's no mistaking what's going on here. The conductor's ranting and raving is greeted by scornful laughter from the musicians. Here's the Laughing Polka by Friedrich Fahrbach. That was the Northwest German Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Heinz Geiser, taking us out on a laugh with Friedrich Fahrbach's Laughing Polka. Until next time, this is Paul Bendereau saying thanks for listening. Melody Time is compiled by Barbara Anders. The producer is Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer, Manfred Kupke. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.